I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. A really short and sharp one here because I think this will be something that we'll talk about on Bloke in a Bar today. So we'll have a deeper dive on this coming over the next 24 hours or so with Timmy Williams, Denon Kemp, and of course, the great Maddie the Water Boy. But a lot of questions been sent in to me. I had a lot of questions on my post the other day about the Canterbury Bulldogs. All I did was reshare what they announced, obviously, that Matt Burton and Reid Marnie, they will be the co-captains on field this year. Then Raymond Faitala-Mariner, he will be the club captain, and then the other guys that will be sort of co-captains off field or whatever, I think they described it as leading leadership and leading culture, will be Max King, Josh Adokar, and Viliami Kikau. So as a total, they've named six guys there that are sort of in their leadership group. And look, obviously, I've been critical of this sort of stuff in the past. The West Tigers, it just made no sense to me why the West Tigers were doing it with six co-captains. That just seems fucking ridiculous without much structure within it, especially when you had six the year before and two of them are still in the team but aren't co-captains anymore. It just seemed fucking crazy. On top of that, I think David Nofaluma was included in two of these co-captains of sixes and he was sacked from one of them during the year, was back the next year. So, look, the way the Tigers did it, I thought it was an absolute shit fight. I didn't really love the players they picked for it either. I thought there were some disasters there. We said from the start of last season in the preseason that we would have 100% had Jackson Hastings in our 17. I understand why people thought that was a crazy idea at the time, but we warned you the sort of guy Jacko was going to be. In my opinion, I think he wanted to win too much, and that was too much for the Tigers, to be honest with you. He's obviously out now. So look, I understand why people get a little bit worried with the six captains. I think the way that Canterbury have structured it, though, makes it a little bit different, and I really like it. On field, they've gone for two co-captains. They've gone for Matt Burton and Reid Marnie, two guys that, you know, all going to plan, they're going to be there for a very long time. I would be confident in saying that at least one of them will probably finish their career there. I would be leaning towards Matt Burton. Wouldn't shock me if Reid Marnie stays there for the rest of his career as well. But I think that making these two the on-field captains is sensational. My biggest worry with picking a captain here was that the guys that really stood out to me, like Josh Adokar, he was a really obvious guy that I thought would be a good chance to get it. But I hated that he was out on the wing. That always worried me. Matt Burton, I always loved him as the captain. He would have been my choice because he's at 5'8", but he is young. There's no doubt about that. Reid Marnie, I said a few months ago that I'm not sure if I would give him the captaincy just because he's new to the club, but obviously, and from what I've heard from people at Canterbury, his preseason has been unbelievable. His professionalism coming into that club has just blown them away. So to go with Reid Marnie and Matt Burton, I got no problem with it. I think it's a good choice. Now, they're the co-captains on field. I love that they're both on-ball players. They're both, Reid Marnie, he's always going to be in the middle of the field. He'll be touching the ball regularly. He'll have a good understanding for the pace of the game. And Matt Burton, he's your instinct guy. He's a guy that you want to turn to in your big moments. So I love that both of these guys have it. The worry, they're both very young. It's two pretty young captains, two pretty young guys in their career as well. They've obviously both played, you know, incredible footy. And, you know, Matt Burton's obviously achieved quite a bit for where he's at, you know, age-wise. But because they are so young, I like the idea of having a club captain. And, you know, people will go, what the fuck is that? if you were old enough to have, you know, been following rugby league close in the early 2000s, this is a really common thing back then. You would quite often have an on-field captain. Then you would have a club captain. What does your club captain do? They're the guys that do a lot of the media. They go to the post-game interviews. They do all that sort of stuff. And I think this will be Raymond Faitala Mariner this year. The advantage that this gives you, you know, your Matt Burton and your Reid Marnie, they're young guys. They're leading this side of the field. They can just concentrate on that. They can let, you know, more experienced heads like Raymond Faitala Mariner, like Viliami Kiko, like Josh Adokar, these guys go to the post-match press conference, talk to media on Tuesday afternoon after their recovery session. Just take another thing off these young guys' plates. I really like it. In the early 2000s, this was really common, as I said. I think for the Brisbane Broncos, the guy that used to quite often be the club captain was Stuart Kelly up there. Pretty unassuming winger. I think he did the same thing at Parramatta too. I could be wrong. But there was guys at a lot of clubs that had this club captaincy where they weren't the on-field captain, but off-field, they were good talkers. They were good with the media. They knew how to handle themselves. They knew how to answer questions. They were good guys to front up. And it just took a little bit something off the plate of your real leaders at the club. So I really like this. Raymond Faitala Mariner, the bloke deserves it. He has been around for so long. I never thought he'd be an on-field captain. I said that from the start that I wasn't sure, but I don't know him well enough. I probably haven't seen enough of him because he's been injured and so unlucky over the last few years. But I'm really glad to see that he has got that role. He's been at Canterbury for a long time. I'm just running through my head this Canterbury side. He's probably one of the longest serving Canterbury Bulldogs that is still in this team. So I think that's a great honour for him and well-deserved, and I think he'll do the job well. The other guys, Viliami Kikau, he arrives to the club from the Penrith Panthers. He will bring professionalism. Once again, I've heard really good things about Kicks arriving there. I think you saw, if you went and watched that, that bit of content, I think they called it Building Bulldogs or something like that. I can't remember what the name of it was. Really good bit of content, and you could see Kikau, he's talking a lot. He's very heavily involved. Josh Adokar, he's always involved. He's always a ball of energy. And I think it's great for those two to be leading culture. I think it's fantastic. I think it's great that you've got a guy like Josh Adokar who's Indigenous and he can talk to those boys. You've got a guy like Viliami Kikau with a Polynesian background. I really like the diversity of this club. Then you've got Max King, which I think this is a tremendous effort by Max King to end up with this role. As you guys know, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, I've always really rated Max King. Now, it's not very often that a guy goes from a team at the bottom, which was the Titans. I really liked him there, despite never getting many opportunities. It's not very often a guy goes from the Titans to the Melbourne Storm. Doesn't really do well, let's be honest here. He played first grade, but he didn't do what all Melbourne Storm forwards have done in the past, go to a new level or anything. Then arrives at Canterbury, absolutely kills it in his first year. The year after, he's in the leadership group. I think it's a tremendous effort by Maxi King. I think he's 24, 25 years old now. I think he'll be fantastic, and I love the diversity that they've got in this group, and I love that those guys, despite not being the captain, because not everyone can be, they've got a role to play within the culture of the club, and I think they're going to do a really, really good job. As I said, I like the way they've done it. I think the people saying, oh, six captains, how fucking stupid. If you actually open your eyes and read what the Canterbury Bulldogs have done here, what Phil Gould has done, I really like it. I think it's going to be successful. I would have loved to have, I'd love to see other clubs take this avenue instead of just slapping eight guys with a armband that says co-captain. Structure it like this. Have different roles set out for each of them. The two boys, they can just focus on field. Co-captains, does it work? What if one takes a quick tap, one wants to take goal? Get on with it. It's rugby league. Shit happens. Most of those calls come from the sideline. And they will back each other in. They will back each other's decisions in. Is it going to be a perfect world? Probably not. But I hear people say, oh, it's going to be confusing. This is going to happen. One's going to want this. One's going to want that. Do you know how often that shit actually happens in rugby league? We think that that's like a fucking every game occurrence. It is not realistically. The boys, they will be in sync with each other. They will know the direction the Canterbury Bulldogs are heading. They will understand who the 2023 Canterbury Bulldogs are when they take a shot at penalty goal, when they quick tap. If Reid Marnie takes a quick tap, I'll tell you who's not going to blow up. And in Matt Burton, he's going to go good as gold. I'm going to get on the front foot here. Let's go. It's really, people are making issues out of this that I don't think they need to be. Two co-captains, one at hooker, one at 5'8". I really like it. I love having a leader in the forward pack. I love having a leader in the backs. You don't always have to give them a title of co-captain, captain, vice-captain, whatever the hell it might be. But I like what Canterbury have done here. They've set themselves up for the future with two current leaders who are going to be leaders for the foreseeable future. I really like the move. I love what they've done off-field. The one club captain, RFM, I assume he will handle a lot of media and whatnot, which will take a lot of pressure off the two on-field boys. And then you've got the other three that will just lead culture. And they were going to do that anyway, so I'd really isn't a huge change, but it's a way to show those boys that you're appreciated. It's a way for Canterbury to show Josh Adokar, hey, we know that you have moved the needle in so many ways since arriving at this club. You're obviously one of the best wingers in rugby league. We all know that. We don't need to point that out. But what you do off the field, how you bring the energy to every single session, to every single game, to every single bus trip, to every single bonding, night out, whatever the fuck it might be, game of tic-tac-toe, Josh Adokar brings the energy, and that's important in rugby league. Viliami Kikau arrives with a heap of experience. He's going to have that explosiveness. He's also got this skill set. He's obviously can bond with the Polynesian boys that are at the club, Josh Adokar with the Indigenous boys. They can be leaders for each of the, for all those players, and I absolutely love the combinations that they've gone for here. Max King, I'll tell you what Max King is. Max King is an indication of the rest of them. I don't care what you've done. I don't care who you are. I don't give a fuck what your name is. If you're going to come to this club and you're going to buy in, we're going to respect you straight away. The one thing I do think is interesting, Luke Thompson not featured on this list. I do wonder why. I would have had Luke Thompson definitely in front of Max King. That's my one question mark about this decision made by Canterbury. I don't know if there's more to this or not. Maybe Luke Thompson was offered it and he said, nah, it's not for me. I just want to focus on my footy. It was all a bit derailed a bit last year. Maybe that's what's played out. I'm not too sure, but I am interested to hear.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The reasoning for Luke Thompson not being a part of this group. Maybe we won't hear it. I don't know. Maybe he's not. Maybe he isn't the leader that he appears to be to me just in everyday life and on the field. Maybe he's not interested in it. I'm not sure. Maybe there's more going on in the life of LT. I'm not sure, but I do find that one interesting. All the other decisions I absolutely love, though. I think the two boys they've chosen as captain on field, I would have been a little bit hesitant about making Reid Marnie captain because he's just arrived at the club. But I mean, they've spent the last few weeks with him. They've spent the last few weeks with him in this group. He's obviously proven himself, and from what I've heard, even before this announcement, he's been absolutely fucking flying, and the professionalism has gone to a new level off the back of Reid Marnie and Viliami Kikau being there. I like this decision by Canterbury. You can try and paint it as six co-captains. What the fuck are they doing? That's not what they're doing. It is so evident if you just read and listen to what they're saying that that is not what they're doing. I like this decision by Canterbury. Very keen to dive into it with Denenkamp and Timmy Williams tomorrow on, on Bloke in a Bar, and I'm sure we will clip that up and have that deeper dive into this one coming your way very, very soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.